They told everyone, even Ted, that they were his true parents and that Ted's biological mother was his sister. This deceitfulness gave way to a very odd home life for Ted during his younger years. However, they could not shield Ted from the truth forever, and soon he found out, implicating the entire family in their lie. Ted's revelation of his family's deceit came as a shock to him. After playing with his cousin one day, his cousin referred to Ted as a bastard, to which Ted questioned the origin of this insult. Ted's cousin proceeded to show him a copy of his birth certificate, in which Ted's biological mother was listed as his mother. This revelation led to an even more awkward home life, and Ted never forgave his mother for rejecting him as a son. Psychiatrists have pointed to this moment while analyzing Ted's rise to crime as the moment that fed his desire for the acceptance and submission of a woman. However, Ted was still years away from his life of crime. Despite hating his mother for her apparent disownment, Ted loved his grandparents dearly, often stating that his grandfather was his favorite person to talk to. While his grandparents had held their own part in the lies of his childhood, Ted was given a more structured home life from them. However, Ted's love and respect of his grandfather was not healthy due to his grandfather's opinions on race relations and sexism. Often, Ted's grandfather would vocalize his hatred for any other race other than Caucasian and beat Ted's grandmother on many occasions. Ted likely was never told that his grandfather had actually been the one who raped his mother, resulting in his birth. Local authorities also question whether Ted's grandfather was plagued with a demonic possession of sorts, citing that he often talked violently to people who were invisible to everyone but himself. Once, Ted's grandfather even threw his daughter Julia down an entire flight of stairs for simply oversleeping. With a home life fostered in hatred and lack of respect, Ted was given no foundation for any respect towards humanity. Sadly, this verbal and physical abuse was the foundation for his life of evil. Ted began showing alarming signs at just the young age of 3. Once, Ted gathered all the knives from the kitchen and surrounded his Aunt Julia with the knives while she slept. When she awoke, Ted stood sheepishly by the circle of knives, smiling menacingly. Sadly, Ted was never disciplined for his behavior. Often, Ted's grandfather would laugh at his grandson's alarming antics. Though the family could not see it at the time, they were raising and encouraging a man who would inflict sadness and horrific crimes upon countless families in America. Shortly after Ted turned 4 years old, his mother demonstrated her volatility and changed the last name of her small family from Cowell to Nelson. Additionally, Louise moved out of her father's house and moved to Tacoma, Washington, where she and Ted lived with her cousin Alan Scott and his wife Jane. Following the family's move, Louise met a cook at the hospital where she worked, a man named Johnny Bundy. The two began seeing each other, and shortly thereafter, the two were married. Johnny seemed to try his best at including Ted in the affairs of the family, and even adopted Ted as his legal son. However, Ted never allowed Johnny to infiltrate the barrier he had set up towards personal relationships in his life. Ted had been abused enough psychologically, and his instincts had been permanently marred. In the years following his mother's marriage to Johnny, Ted would receive 4 siblings through their marriage. Later, Ted would remark to his girlfriend that he found Johnny to be a bit off in the head and didn't make much money. While Johnny attempted to make a home life for Ted, Ted would continually reject the home life until Johnny ceased his attempts at fathering Ted. For the remainder of Ted's elementary years, he would reside in the city of Tacoma. As Ted began his transition to high school, a marked change was noticed in his personal habits. Ted became quieter and rarely attended social functions. Though he was known at the high school as being a fun and rowdy boy, his demeanor would change drastically when he went home. Along with becoming more drawn in, Ted became engrossed in pornography and would often scavenge his neighborhood's trash cans for any photographs that included pornographic content. Additionally, Ted revealed that during this time, he became infatuated.